Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Health Cafe. I'm your host, Vanessa Tiu, and I think we need to stop meeting in the podcast world by the first thing me saying is it has been a hot minute. Yeah, that needs to stop in 2023. But I am very excited for today's episode. I'm finally back with a new episode. I know, it has been a while. It has been a hot minute. But today we are chatting all things 2023, how to prep, how to reset, and just how to get your mind and physical self ready for the new year. Everything that both I do and everything that I either have done or will be doing to get myself ready for 2023, and some things that I suggest that you guys do as well. But first and foremost, we of course are going to jump right into our segments. First up, what is fueling me today? Honestly, just the new year. I don't know what you can be more grateful for than another year of living, another year of amazing, wonderful growth and things to look forward to. I absolutely love this time of year. I feel like after Christmas, there's just this different energy in the air. Like, everything seems brighter. Like, I don't know what it is, but October, November, and the beginning December are so like dark and dreary. And then suddenly after Christmas, there's like this switch that flips and it's brighter. Things are exciting. Like, there is new energy and new vibes in the air, if you know what I mean. Like, everything just feels more alive and like things are getting ready for this new season. Like, not only me, but it's like everything around me just feels like it's being prepared and being ready for everything new that is to come. And so I'm always so grateful for this time of year, not only for Christmas and because it's Jesus's birth, but also just because I love everything that New Year's brings as well. New seasons, it's a time for me to reset. It's a time for me to focus on self-growth, self-development, and really reflect on the past year, of the goodness that God gave me and the amazing things that happened throughout the year. So I love this time of season, and I really cannot say that enough. And so I'm always so grateful every year when this time of year comes around. And so I feel like just even that season of newness always pushes me and fuels me to set bigger goals and prep and get ready and plan and, you know, get my ish done, like get everything ready and done. And so moving on to what I'm sipping on today, I feel like we have a lot of things to catch up on, so I might make this kind of brief because there has been a lot. I finished my last fall winter semester of undergrad university ever. Pat on the back for me. It was awful. I'm not gonna lie, that was, yes, it was probably my least stressful exam season ever, but also probably one of the worst. Like, was getting grades back and just not super happy with how things went. And it's a hard balance for me between being academically validated and knowing that I did the best that I could with how much was on my plate, working a full-time job, trying to grow my business, as well as still being a full-time student, adapting to living downtown, living on my own. So adapting to this loneliness that I wasn't used to, and just, it was a hard semester. I can't lie to myself and I can't lie to you guys that this was probably the hardest yet most relaxed semester ever. Most relaxed in the sense that, yes, I have kind of overcome this sense of academic validation in which I put in the work that I think is reasonable for myself and is reasonable for all the things that I'm balancing and what's going on in life, and also not putting that pressure on myself to, you know, study my brains out, be exhausted, and just work my body to the brink of burnout. So that's something I also am grateful for this year, is that I did not experience that seasonal burnout that I usually do this year. And I think it is because I definitely prioritized balance and my mental well-being and just how I was mentally doing and coping with all this newness on top of school this year, which I'm really proud of myself for. So if anything, I can look at my grades and, yeah, not be the happiest, but be super proud of myself in the sense that I still achieved okay grades in the midst of everything else that was going on. So that is something that I can note for myself and give myself a little pat on the back. I feel like I am definitely one of those people that does not congratulate myself enough for the small wins And so definitely am doing that right now. What else is new? I think that I have not chatted with you guys here on the podcast since Alan and I booked our flights to London. So that's new. That's happening. Super excited. If you are new around here, Alan is my boyfriend and we have been trying to go to London since April of 2020. So obviously before COVID hit, we actually had our full London trip planned and obviously couldn't go and have been trying to go every summer for the past year, but something kind of always got in the way. But this November, two things happened. First off, I bought us Coldplay tickets and that was my surprise Christmas gift to him, is that we're going to see Coldplay in Manchester. So secondly, that meant that we bought flights for London and we're actually finally, we have flights booked and we are going to London for our trip after 3 years. It has been worth the wait. And honestly, it'll also be such a great grad trip. Like we're both finishing our fourth year, finishing our undergrad and going into this season of who knows what God has in store for us. So it'll be really exciting and like a great just end of school trip, grad trip, as well as something that we've been waiting for the past 3 years. So very excited for that trip that's coming up soon. But other than that, we had our second Health Cafe in-person event, and that was amazing. We sold out again, and it was so great to meet all of you lovely people in person. I can't wait to keep doing more of these events. It's like they keep getting better. Like the first one was amazing. The second one was even better. I'm just so thankful for this community of women that we're building, not only on the podcast, but the Health Cafe is so, so much more, and I have so many big plans for it. So I'm super grateful for that. We are also launching the re-edition of the 45 Shift Challenge starting January 2nd. And the ebook that is launching on the 30th, I think this podcast episode will probably also go live on the 30th. So if it's the 30th, the ebook is also live. But that was something that I had been putting a lot of time and effort and work into that got a little bit delayed because of the semester. But honestly, it was perfect timing for the new year. I feel like it's the perfect reset. I'm restarting the challenge on January 2nd. We have a group chat now to just further connect with you guys and support each other. And also we have a Health Cafe group chat, so that's exciting. So if you're doing the challenge, there's a 45 Shift group chat, but if you're not doing the challenge and you just want to connect further with the Health Cafe community, we have a group chat now, and I am excited for that, just to chat with you guys more and see how you all are growing and getting ready for 2023 and just all the amazing things that you guys have going on that you are learning about in health and wellness and fitness. And yeah, so I'm really excited for that as well. I feel like there's been a lot going on that I just needed to catch up with you guys on. And there's just been a lot of like progress. And like I said, big plans, you guys. 2023 is the year. Like, I feel it. There's a different type of buzz and a different type of energy. And maybe it's because I'm going to be done school and I'm going to be graduating. And I feel like I have so much more time and opportunities. And I just have this insane drive of these passion projects that I don't want to talk too much about because I don't really want to release anything that may or may not happen, but I just have so many things I'm so excited for, and I can't wait for you guys to learn more about them and see what happens. And I just feel like there's this buzzing energy and I love it. I'm just so excited. Enough said. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I need to update you guys on. I feel like those are the biggest things. I went home for almost 10 days for Christmas, which was really nice to see my family, because when I didn't live downtown Toronto, I would see them at least once a month. And since I moved, it definitely has been less. And so I really have been missing them and not feeling isolated, but it's definitely been an adjustment because I am so close with my family and like my younger brother growing up and like missing him as well. So it was nice to be able to go home and spend a good amount of time with them as well over the holidays. That was really, really nice. Definitely value my family a lot. And I always say this, and I feel like I've talked about this before, but if you haven't moved out yet, definitely cherish that time with your family. I know there's definitely moments when I miss living at home as much as I love my independence. I'm super grateful for being so close to my family and like just being able to miss them and have that connection and have them there for support as well. So I went home for a bit, got snowed in. There was this crazy snowstorm from December 22nd to the 26th, and it definitely messed up Christmas plans. Christmas was a little bit weird this year just because of that snowstorm. Plans got canceled with some family, but overall, it was honestly a nice, slow Christmas. Like, I got to work out with Alan. We went to the gym together in our hometown and, like, just had some nice, slow days of, like, chill work, but spending time with family. We played lots of board games, watched lots of Christmas movies. Elf is our all-time favorite. We watch that one every single year. That's definitely our family's go-to. But we also watched the new movie, Spirited, and I liked it. It was good. It took me a little bit to get into it. Even though I'm a big musical gal, it's not really what I was expecting, but I still enjoyed it. So I know it's not Christmas anymore, but I suggest you watch it. It's still a good, like, funny, feel-good movie. The last update that I have for you guys is not necessarily really a life update, more of a podcast update that I wanted to chat about, and it's something that I'm really excited for, is I'm planning on having a lot more guests on the podcast in the new year. And my goal is also to upload a episode at least once a month, hopefully try and go back to bi-weekly or every week if I can, but I know with the upcoming semester, at least during school, it's definitely hard for me. But my plan, like I said, is to have a lot more guests back on the podcast, because when I first started this podcast, I really wanted it to be a space to have other people on and chat about their experiences and what they know about health, wellness, fitness, not just be a self Vanessa podcast. As much as I love chatting with you guys here, there definitely will still be solo episodes, but look forward and look towards having a lot more guests on the podcast in the future episodes. Also, please let me know if you have any guest requests. I would love to hear who you want to hear me interview and talk with as well about health, wellness, and fitness. So if there's anyone that you have in mind, feel free to send us a DM on the Health Cafe or request it on the website. But yeah, that's something that I'm looking forward to and is a little bit of an update. Not that it's a direction change for the podcast, because the podcast is going to be basically the exact same as it is, but I'm looking forward to chatting with other people in the health, wellness, and fitness space and just learning and growing from others as well. I feel like really who we surround ourselves with is how we learn and grow. Yes, self-growth and learning from yourself is so important, but there's so many lessons and things that we can take from other people with different perspectives and mindsets on things. So I'm looking forward to that. But let me move into our next segment, which is, of course, my recent go-tos or recent faves. I have quite a few recent faves and go-tos, but I'm gonna limit it to my typical just three. First up, blanket scarves. It is winter. It is cold out. Mind you, it has definitely been a much more mild winter than last year or even in the past previous years, but I have been such a scarf girl. Like, it does not matter what type of jacket I am wearing, I have been bundled up with the scarf, and I think they are the perfect accessory. So, so cute, and I think I got like 3 scarves for Christmas, even though I probably have around 3 to 4 on my regular rotation. Now I'm going to have 6 to 7, and I love it. I just think that also because I'm someone that gets really, really cold really easily, that just adding an extra scarf and like covering half my face plus my neck and like, just so cozy. I love cozy season and I love being able to stay warm. So scarves, blanket scarves, all of the above have definitely been a recent fave. Next, I have been loving chia seed pudding overnight oats. I started doing this to prep for my exams because I wanted something that was ready in the morning to have for breakfast, because I had to get up at like 5:30 a.m. to leave my house by 6:30 a.m. to make it on time and so that I wasn't stressed out for my 9 a.m. exams. So I had been making this like chia seed overnight oats, which was like half chia seeds, half overnight oats with some Greek yogurt, almond milk, and hemp hearts, as well as flax seeds. And then I alternated the toppings between chocolate chips and almond butter or mixed berries with a little bit of maple syrup. But so, so good. I never used to really like chia pudding just because the texture I found just turned me off. It was not for me, but making overnight oats and just adding in a little bit more texture so it isn't just like the slimy chia seeds definitely helped and was delicious. I never used to be like a cold oats or like cereal type of girl, but this recipe has been delicious. My last recent fave has been Broya's chicken bone broth. So good, whether you're having it just alone, hot, like kind of like a soup, or adding it into homemade soups has been delicious. Okay, I'm sorry that two out of my three faves were food faves, but it is just that season for me of like cooking and staying in and making recipes at home. And like I said, I have been loving the Broya bone broth as well. So delicious and like super good for gut health as well, and just promoting your immunity, boosting your immune system. And it just has so many nutrients and vitamins within it as well that are so beneficial, especially this time of year when it's cold and flu season. I know I used to get so sick every single winter, Christmas, like I just all the time in high school and when I was a little bit younger, got sick all the time. But I definitely think that since I've been focusing more on my nutrition, especially this year, even compared to the last few years, more so, I have not been sick, knock on wood, that I do not get sick this winter season. But I think that focusing on my nutrition and making sure I'm getting enough nutrients and vitamins has really helped my immune system, as well as just make sure that I don't get sick and I fight off any colds really, really easily. Now, for spilling today's tea, our topic of today is making 2023 your year, chatting all about how I reset and prep for the year and how you guys can too, and overall just what my motto, my mindset, some quotes for the year. We got some journal prompts for you guys. I'm really excited for today's episode, so let's just get chatting. The first thing that I do every year that I've done for the last 4 years, I think, since 2019, is sit down and make a vision board. And after I'm done, I always set it as my laptop screensaver, as well as I set a portion of it as my iPhone phone screensaver as well, like my lock screen as well. When it comes to picking photos for the vision board, typically what I do is make a board on Pinterest and start saving photos. I'd say like 2 to 3 weeks before I'll actually make the vision board, just so I have time to find photos that I like, either that represent what I think I want my year to look like as a whole. Typically, my vision board is more for inspiration rather than specific goals. I might have the odd picture to represent a more specific goal on there, but typically I find for me, my vision board is a broad overview of the year and kind of just embodies what I want the year to look like. So whether that's some general health fitness goals slash motivation or lifestyle, career, as well as finances or any big things that I want to accomplish in the year. For example, on my 2022 one, I had lots of images of apartments and like someone holding up keys because my big goal for that year was to get my first place. So this year, I don't really have any like giant goals that are easily pictured like that. One of them might be to get a car. So on my one this year, I have a picture of a car that I like. But that's just an idea. Really, a vision board can be anything that you want it, whether you want it to be specific goals or more just general inspiration, motivation, something aesthetic for you to look at and see kind of every day. Like I said, I set mine as my laptop screensaver and it stays there for almost 365 days. I keep it there all year long. Another thing that I personally do on my vision boards is have 2 to 3 quotes that embody the year. So for this year, let me read you guys the ones that I put on there for myself. So for 2023, I have 3 kind of 4 quotes. My first one is, "My dreams are my goals." And I really think that this embodies exactly what I want this year to be, is that I'm definitely someone who dreams big, sets big goals, and my dreams really are my goals. They are something that I consistently work towards and I want to achieve. So dreams aren't just something for me that's far off in the distance. They're something that I consistently work towards and work to attain. So for me, my dreams are my goals. goals, and that was one of my quotes for this year. Another one is success is a decision. And I really think this is such a great reminder that success doesn't just happen overnight. It's a consistent buildup of habits, of small progresses and small wins. And success is the byproduct of all those small goals and wins. It doesn't just miraculously happen. You have to work to make it happen. And then my last one is a little quote, and it's, "Dear me, thank you for putting in the work. Love me." And I think that also really embodies 2023 for me, because I have a lot of big goals and big things that I'm going to be working towards, just passion projects and things that I'll be working on once I finally graduate university. So I feel like that really embodies it as well. And then I also just have two more Christian related. I have one is a Bible verse, and the other one is God loves, God heals, God comforts, God cares, God listens, God guides, God helps, God forgives, God knows, and God saves. And I think that's just a good daily reminder for me to see every single day and remind myself that my salvation is not my choice, and that I am loved by someone bigger than just an earthly being. I don't know if many of you are Christian or religious as well, but I also just love being able to put Bible verses as well as small religious and faith reminders on my vision board personally as well. I think really when it comes to your vision board, it's really envisioning and visualizing this life that you want for yourself, putting it into images and goals, and just being able to see it every day and work towards it. So the next thing that I do after I do my vision board is goal set. And so for the last few years, what I've done is take the number that the year is and write that many goals. So for example, it's 2023, so I wrote down 23 goals. And these are more attainable, numerical, value-based goals. So things that you can attach something, like I said, attainable. For example, hitting 100K on Instagram, something that might have a numerical, attainable, specific value attached to it. Anything that you might consider a goal that doesn't have a specific attainable attached value, or something that you can visually see and say check off whether you accomplished it or not, is something that I call an intention. So that might be something like eat healthier, be kinder, might be a bit more specific than that, but those are some general things that I would call intentions and not necessarily New Year's goals. Like I said, for me, my goals really are specific and attainable. Yes or no, did I achieve it or not? For example, read 30 books is one of my goals for 2023 as well. Or travel to 3 new countries. So for me, goals are really things, like I said, that have this value that you can see whether or not you actually accomplished it by the end of the year. But I also do set intentions and habits and things that are more general and more of a personal idea of whether I accomplished it or not. Like I said, it can be as simple as eat healthier, move my body more. And that is more of an individual intention. And like I said, you are really the determiner of whether you accomplished it or not. And it's kind of your opinion. So definitely intentions are more of the opinion-based ones, but I think they're really valuable as well, because intentions typically tend to be more of the self-growth things. Like I said, I intend to be kinder, or maybe you intend to be more generous, and then you can break that intention up into attainable goals, which is something that I like to do as well. Sometimes I'll have bigger overarching intentions for the year that might have a few specific goals attached to it. And something new that I did this year that I haven't done in the past few years is write down 5 big lifetime goals. So things that aren't going to be accomplished this year, but things that I would love to be able to accomplish within my lifetime, because these this year helped guide my yearly goal setting, actually. So making small attainable steps to actually trying to reach those lifetime goals. So for example, one of my lifetime goals is to travel to as many countries as possible within my lifetime. I'd love to be able to see every single country in the world. So one of my yearly goals is to travel to 3 new countries. So trying to get closer to that lifetime goal by writing out actual attainable steps and making small progresses every single year that will help you achieve that lifetime goal. And I think a reason why I did this year is, like I mentioned, I definitely am a big dreamer and a big goal setter. Like, I have big dreams and things that I want to do with my life and things that I want to achieve. And I encourage you guys to dream big and set big goals as well, because they really push you and motivate you and are a reminder of why you're continuously working hard every single day. And all of your big goals and big dreams might be different. They might be become a doctor. I think that is such a big, huge career goal. Or it might be become a lawyer, another big career path as well that definitely takes time, dedication, commitment. It could be opening your own business or making a successful company, but whatever that big goal that you see for your life, whatever it is, don't be afraid to dream big. And I encourage you that if you aren't dreaming big, dream bigger. If you think that your life doesn't have a purpose or you don't really want to accomplish much in your life, I encourage you to dig a little deeper and really figure out what it is that you want to do with your life and set those big goals and have big dreams. And I think it's okay as well for those big goals and big dreams to change throughout the course of our life. And it's also okay if you don't have those big goals and big dreams right now, if you're still in that self-discovery phase and you're trying to figure out your career path or trying to figure out what it is you want to do with your life. But if you know what you want, set those big dreams and go after them. Make small attainable steps to achieve them. And those are your yearly goals, your monthly goals, which is something I do as well. Is every month I'll set 5 goals that are helping me work towards achieving those yearly goals that I have. So everything kind of adds up and gets broken down, because I think that if you set a big dream or a big goal, you might have no clue of how to attain it, and it might seem so far away. And that's why we don't always complete our big goals within 1 year, is that they often need to be broken down into smaller goals and making small steps of success towards achieving those goals. I read a quote recently that said, if you spend your time chasing butterflies, they'll fly away. But if you spend your time building a beautiful garden, the butterflies will come. And if they don't, you'll still have a beautiful garden. And I think that is another one of my mindset quotes for the year, because it really encourages you to start small and start building something. You can't chase a dream if you're not building the foundation first. And that is something that I think is so beautiful, and something that I love about this quote as well, is maybe your dream is to be retired by 40. How are you going to get there? What are the steps that you're going to take? You can have these big dreams and big goals and consistently be looking at them, thinking you're working towards them. But if you're not building that foundation and building those small stepping stones that add up to getting that butterfly, if you're not putting the flowers down, putting the dirt down to let the flowers grow that attract the butterflies and attract, say, those big goals, then how do you think you're ever going to actually get to those big goals? They'll forever be just something far off in the distance that you hope one day falls into your lap, or one day you catch like a butterfly. The next thing that I do in my New Year's reset is both a mental, physical, space, and electronic declutter. So I go through all my devices. So luckily my devices are Apple, so most of the things, say if I have to declutter photos, it declutters them on all my devices, which is really streamlined and nice. But I also go through all of my like Gmail, unsubscribe to any emails, delete any files that I don't need, and overall do an electronic declutter as well as physical space declutter. I go through my entire closet and try and get rid of and donate as much as possible. Just get rid of anything that I don't use, get rid of any old food, maybe like condiments that might be sitting in the fridge that need to be thrown out, or vitamins that have expired in my cupboard, or things like that, that kind of help my spaces get cleared out and are fresh and ready for the new year. I always say that my physical spaces are a representation of my mental space, that when my mind is cluttered and a mess, my physical spaces tend to be cluttered and a mess as well. And so starting off the new year fresh and with a good mindset also means for me making sure my spaces are in the same space as my head and my mindset. If my mindset is clear and focused and ready, my spaces need to be cleared and focused and ready as well. And that's just something for me personally that I find helps. I definitely am someone who has a little bit of an organized chaos mess. So sometimes it'll be messy, but I'm like, things have a place and it's okay. So I tend at New Year's to try and get rid of as much as possible and make it like an actual minimal clean space. I definitely am a little bit of a hoarder in the sense that like I am a very sentimental person and I'm attached to things and I'm attached to memories, and that's something that I'm learning to let go of a little bit more, of just letting go of more things and remembering that like they're just things, and if I don't use it, I don't need it. It just because it holds a memory doesn't mean that it needs to be kept around collecting dust in the corner of my room. Definitely a bad habit of mine that I would love to be able to break in 2023, which is actually one of my 2023 goals, is to monthly get rid of stuff, donate, declutter, throw stuff in the garbage, just to in efforts of trying to clear more things out. The last thing that I do in preparation for the new year is 2022 reflections and 2023 mindset journaling. Lots of brain dumps and just questions that kind of dig at the past year and reflecting on everything. I think that a year is so long and sometimes we forget everything that happens. As much as a year can go by and feel really, really quick, I know I, for one, forget so many of the amazing things that actually happened or things that I actually accomplished in the past year. So I love being able to sit down at New Year's and go over everything that happened, things that I accomplished, and just remind myself of all the small successes and small wins and small learnings. So maybe it was a really hard year, and being able to take those learnings of hardships and being able to apply them to the new year of maybe, like I said, it was a really bad year. So how can I reflect of things that I grew from, things that I went through, and how can I take that into the new year and learn from it and grow from it? But with that, let me read you guys a few of the journal prompts that I actually did use this year to kind of guide my reflections and my mind dump. So the first one is, what was my biggest achievement and what was the biggest challenge I faced? Do I have a favorite memory? What is it? Are there any lessons that I learned or new skills that I learned? What are three things that I'm really grateful for overall from 2022? How would I describe myself a year ago? And how would I describe myself now? What's changed and how did I grow? And then I also like to write down a list of things that I accomplished. I'll go through my 2022 goals, or like my previous year goals, check off anything that I might have accomplished that I hadn't checked off yet, reflect on the things that I did or didn't accomplish, maybe why or why not, what stopped me, what was limiting, what can I do better. And then I also like going through habits, if there's any new habits that I want to do or adapt into my routines, which is a little bit separate for me than my reset and prep for the new year, is that as much as I love habits, habits are something that I continuously work on, and I think everybody can fall off of a routine. So habits are something that I think kind of ebb and flow, and it's not necessarily for me a set goal, more of an intention. For example, if I intend to journal more or I intend to drink more water, I try not to put specific numerical limitations on those, because I think that especially with habits, if you don't say do something every single day, it can feel like more of a negative goal and a letdown, like, oh, I have to do this every single day or I failed my goal. So when it comes to setting habit goals, I typically try and make those more of an intentions, and so that if I fall out of routine or I don't do something every single day, it's like I still did it more than the previous year rather than I failed my goal. Which also is getting at the last thing that I wanted to talk about, which is being both kind but brutally honest with yourself. I think it's really important to be really brutally honest with ourselves. And if we didn't accomplish things, what were things holding us back and how can we do better and how can we learn and grow and improve? I think that if we're too easy on ourselves, then we don't have enough self-growth or enough discipline or just enough strength to move forward. But at the same time, if we're too hard on ourselves, then we are more of a perfectionist mindset, and it also is limiting in your growth and in your development. So I think there definitely has to be a happy medium of being both hard and easy on yourself, which I like to call being brutally honest. So knowing what you might not have done or what you might have did, and how can you learn from that and improve upon it for the next year. That's something that I try and really do within my reflections and my journaling for the new year, is just sitting down and asking myself honest questions, because you know yourself and you can't really lie to yourself. I mean, you can try to, but deep down you know why or why not you might have done something, like completed a goal or not been able to stick to a habit, or maybe stuck to a habit, or things that worked and didn't work within the last year. Overall, when it comes to resetting and prepping for the new year, there definitely is no right way or wrong way to go about it. These are just some of the things that I personally do and I love and I find have helped me kind of get ready and prep for the new year the past few years and make every year better than the last. I have to say that the last 3 years have been pretty amazing. Like, each one has been better than the previous year, and I don't know how 2023 can honestly top 2022. 2022 was a pretty amazing year. So it'll be interesting to see just what happens in 2023 and where life takes me and where I go. I'm really looking forward to it, and just everything that I think is coming and everything that is going to happen. Like, I have such a good feeling about 2023. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like we're finally out of this COVID pandemic world. Like, looking back on it, we in Canada, at least, or Ontario, just released the mask mandate in June. So 2023, fingers crossed, will hopefully be the first year that is fully back to normal, which I think is really, really exciting and also is really beneficial for mental health and personal growth and development as well, because I think that COVID kind of put a pause on a lot of things. So I'm just really looking forward to 2023 and seeing all that it has to offer. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it was a lot longer than my normal episodes, so I hope that makes up a little bit for not having some episodes recently. I really had a lot to chat about today, and like I said, New Year's and just this topic of New Year's and the new year coming always gets me super stoked, like super excited, and I could just ramble on about New Year's and like goal setting and planning for forever. At heart, I definitely am a big goal setter and like planner girl. I feel like I've talked about this before. Like I already said, not only do I set yearly goals, I set monthly goals. I'm not quite a weekly goal girl. I'm a weekly to-do girl, but I feel like even in a sense that almost is a goal as well. But like I said, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please be sure to leave a rate and review if you are enjoying. It really helps out the podcast. And also, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, topic requests, guest requests, you can feel free to DM us on thehealthcafe.co Instagram or on thehealthcafe.co website. But I love you guys so, so much. Thank you all for listening and wishing you all a happy New Year's. We are going into the new year. Have an amazing rest of 2022 and an amazing start of 2023. You guys are going to kill it this year. Like I said, I have such an amazing feeling about the new year. But I will talk to you all in the next episode. Bye.